Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon. It's time to get on the winning post with Trevor Taylor from the Muswellbrook Race Club. Trevor is very busy at the moment preparing for the Muswellbrook Gold Cup down the 1st of April. Trevor, how you doing, mate?
I'm doing very well, thanks, Andrew. We've had a lot of rain in Muswellbrook, but our race course at this stage is soft, but we're getting ready for the big Gold Cup day on the 1st of April.
Of course, a great meeting yesterday. We're looking forward to the 1st of April. Love to get a couple of tips from you today. Where should we keep our eye on as we're racing around the country for Saturday?
Well, I'm going to go to where there's good going, so I'm going to take everyone to Flemington Racecourse.
Good idea.
I've got two good tips that I think hopefully the horses will run well, and that's in race 6 and race 7. So I'll start with race 6. It's the Yulong Stud Newmarket Handicap.
Yep.
Over 1,200 metres. And I'm going to look at a 3-year-old colt, number 2, Home Affairs. This is a great sprinter. It loves basically 1,200 metres. It won the Grade 1 Colmore sprint in spring last year. It's ridden by James McDonald, trained by CJ Waller, and I think this horse has got a very good chance of crossing the line.
Well, you know, the Melbourne Cup winning jockey, James McDonald, who has been in excellent form lately, he's the kind of pilot that you want to have on a horse. At the Home Affairs, looks like an absolute brilliant sprinter. I think you've picked a really good one, and good idea going down to Melbourne. Actually, let's get away from the rain.
I agree with you. So I'll cross over to then race 7. That's the TAB Australian Cup. This is over 2,000 metres. So we need a horse that really enjoys this long race. And I'm looking at the 6-year-old Galdin, and that is number 2, Think It Over. It's got the jockey Nash Rowilla, and the trainer is Kerry Parker. Galdin has actually recently won 5 races and 3 being over 2,000 metres. So the distance is not a problem. And I think, again, we're going to have this horse past the post first. So I think that's a good horse, and the going is good at this stage in Flemington. So there's another one for the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Up against some good competition, some names I know there, Spanish Mission and She's Ideal as an example. But Think It Over with Nash Rowilla on its back. I always have trouble pronouncing that one. Keep an eye out for that. That is going to be race 7, the Australian Cup. It's jumping at 4:20 this afternoon at Flemington. Now, Trevor, tell us how preparations are coming along for the Muswellbrook Gold Cup on the 1st of April.
Well, we're working all towards the big day. We're expecting a huge crowd. It's our biggest race. It's 150,000. And the nice thing, it is a public holiday after 12 p.m. And not only have we got good racing, but we also got the Bengala Fashion on Fields event, and we've put in a lot of cash and prizes towards that. So we ask all our race goers, find the best dress or hat or outstanding suit and pitch up, and you never know, you might walk away with a bit of cash in your pocket with the Fashions on the Field event. Then not only have we got the Muswellbrook Gold Cup over 1,500 that's worth 150,000, but we've got great races such as the Horsepower Showcase Skeletal Sprint with 75,000, that's over 1,000 metres, and the Wayne Harris Showcase Handicap with 50,000 over 1,280 metres. The gates, we're going to open the gates nice and early at 11 o'clock. We're really putting a lot of entertainment together, so please pop out to the race course and enjoy a great day, hopefully in the sun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great opportunity. You know, Friday, the 1st of April, everybody likes the idea of scooting out early on a Friday, of course, heading down to the races, dressing up for it, and seeing the best horses for the year going round on Muswellbrook Gold Cup Day. I mean, this really is your biggest day, isn't it?
Yes, it is our biggest day. And we've launched all the tickets and the various packages, food packages. All that the listeners have to do is just go to www.muswellbrookraceclub.com.au, and you'll see we've got all the packages and the various prices on our website.
Make sure you organise those tickets nice and early. Are you going to have some shuttle buses around the Upper Hunter as well for the punters?
Yes, correct. We have organised a shuttle bus, and we've put all the times and the actual places that they are going to in the various hotels. So if the listeners just go into the website and just scroll right down to the bottom, you'll see all the times for the shuttle buses and where they're actually going to stop over.
All the info that you could ever possibly need. Of course, we will catch up with Trevor again closer to the date being the 1st of April for the 2022 Muswellbrook Gold Cup. Trevor, thanks for joining us on the winning post today.
Thank you very much, Andrew.